Welcome back to the United in Motherhood podcast with today's legend of a guest. Oh, wait. That legend's me. I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, you really are only getting me for this podcast. And it's because I feel like I just wanted to share with you some things that are going on in my life, what's going on in my head, talk about the future of United in Motherhood, and just, I guess, feel connected to you guys. I share so much across Instagram, and I forget that sometimes people don't follow me on Instagram and really only listen to the podcast. So sit back, grab a cuppa, and enjoy. Alrighty, team, welcome back. So today's podcast is with little old me. And I really hesitated to do this podcast, but I put it to the peeps of Instagram and asked if they wanted to hear solo podcasts. And lo and behold, most of you said yes. There were a few of you, 4% of you, that said no. So hopefully you guys are listening. And if you are, click out now because you're just getting me this podcast. So today's podcast isn't going to have, I guess, an overall theme as such. It's going to be addressing some of the questions that have been asked a lot lately, which is, how do you do it? Where is United in Motherhood heading? What's next for you? How did you get your dream job? How did you start this? I'm going to talk a little bit about mum guilt because I've just been feeling a lot of that lately, and just talk about some of the mistakes and learnings I've made, because I feel like in this life, I can't sit here and I can't tell you to go and do something, or I can't, you know, tell you to go and do X, Y, and Z and it's going to work to help you get out of that situation. But all I can do is tell you that, I guess not even tell you, share with you my story, my learnings, things that I've been through and what helped me get through those situations. And maybe you'll take something away from that. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll learn what you don't want to do. And that's all that I'm really trying to do here, is bring incredible women to you to just change your perspective. Have you feeling better about yourself? Have you learning more things about yourself, learning about others? And that's really, I guess, why this whole United Motherhood thing came about. So let's start with the question of how do I do it all? Firstly, I hate that question. Secondly, I myself am guilty of asking others that. I feel like I always say, how do you do it all? And oh my gosh, you're doing so much. How do you do it? And I get asked it as well, and I get kind of embarrassed, I think, when people ask me, because not even just in what I'm doing now, but just the people that are around me in my day-to-day life, we're all doing so much. We are all incredibly busy. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom, whether you are a businesswoman, whether you're a mom or not, whether you, you know, we've all got our things that we are just putting ourselves into and giving it our best. And I said this the other night at the event on Thursday, my best is going to look different to your best, and your best is going to look very different to the person that you walk past next. And that's okay. That's the beautiful nature of the way that this world works. And it's just so important, I think, that we accept, you know, that we're having a crack. And I don't know, I get embarrassed when people ask me, because I really feel like I'm never doing enough. And that's just my personality. I've always been someone who thrived when they, quote, you know, I'm doing like the bunny ears, are busy. And I mean, look, some days I literally get nothing done, and I'm talking nothing. I manage to keep my kids alive. I manage to keep them happy, fed, and that's about it. Some days I'm kicking goals. I'm planning for next year, planning incredible opportunities for you guys, for me, you know, gone to the park a million times, had lunch prepared, had dinner prepared, got on top of my washing. Like, all those things are things to celebrate. But more often than not, I'm probably not doing as much as you guys think. But I think all we've got to realize is that we're all doing our best. And everything that I know I am doing is stemming from a good place. And I'm sure it's the same with you. We're all going to make mistakes, which I'm going to get into later. But it's important with those mistakes that we admit them, we learn from them, and we never do them again. And that's all we can do. And just to keep swimming, keep giving it our all. I'm a shocker with housework. Like, I know that sounds so ridiculous to some, but I actually am so bad. It is this thing that I just push to the side. I'm like, yeah, it'll still be there. It'll be fine. I'll just get out of the house. well, I'm going to come back. The house is still bloody messy. And it's crazy how me just putting a little bit more of an emphasis on trying to keep the house, like, it's definitely not clean, like, by any means, but just a little bit more in order. And that means, like, going through my kids' clothes, so all the clothes in their drawers. Even though the drawers are messy, the clothes fit them. And it sounds so stupid, but it's crazy how it's just helped me kind of get on top of everything. So my answer to the how do I do it all question is I don't do it all. I wish I could do it all. I'm just trying to do my best for all the right reasons. So I hope that kind of answers it. But I'm guilty of asking the question. I ask it all the time, yet I hate being asked it. So I think I need to, you know, change my perspective and change the way I go about it. But I just want to also say, for you listening or whoever is listening to this, I obviously don't know you, or I might know you, but I probably don't. Well done. Like, well done. This life is challenging. It's not a matter of when it's going to be, it's not a matter of if it's going to be challenging. It's a matter of when it's going to be challenging. And the challenges we face are going to be really different. What challenges me is probably not going to challenge you, or what challenges you might not challenge me, or it might, who knows. But yeah, I guess the answer to that, how do I do it all, is I don't. I'm just trying my best. Another question I get asked a lot, which I think comes from people who I've worked with in like my business kind of world. I hate even calling it the business kind of world, but they're always saying, what's next? What are you doing next? What's coming up? Tell me something exciting. It's like that dreaded question, like when you finish school and people are like, so are you going to go to uni or what's next? And you're like, I actually have no idea. And look, there is so much exciting things happening in 2020. I wish I could tell you more about it, but I can't. I'm that annoying person. But Where is United Motherhood heading is just more of the same on a bigger scale, hopefully. Continue to bring you those incredible women every week. Continue to share their stories so we all feel a part of something so much bigger, so we can learn from one another and just continue to bind this community together. Being up on stage of the night alongside Ashy Bynes, it just reiterated the importance of being together in person. There is nothing more powerful than us women sitting in a room, all there for the right reasons, all there to support each other, all there to literally just invest in ourselves and invest in the people around us. There is something so powerful about that and so incredibly beautiful. I get overwhelmed talking about it and I'm going to cry. I feel like all I do is cry at the moment, but it's all from a good place. More of that. Some really beautiful collaborations with some incredible women behind incredible brands. Just trying to stay in my own lane and do things that are stemming from a good place and for the right reasons. Giving back to the women that need it most is my big focus for 2020. And there's lots coming up. Will the podcast stick around? 100%. I'm obsessed with podcasting. Will YouTube stay around? Honestly, I don't know. I know that there's so many of you probably listening to this that love the video series, and I love it too. There's just, I don't know, the ability to just travel with a mic is just liberating. It is so much more freedom when it comes to creating the content. I can roll it out so much more quicker, and that's something I think I really do want to focus on. So I don't know what the future of YouTube will be. I'm not saying it's going anywhere, because I got some really cool videos coming up, but I think the podcast you'll be seeing more of. I'm definitely going to be switching to weekly podcasts, and if a video pops up here and there, I think is going to be a benefit. And whether it will sit on YouTube or on Instagram, I don't really know yet. I wish I had the answers to that, but I don't. So hopefully you guys stick around and you'll see, I guess, what's kind of going on with there. But more of the same. I think all of the why of, you know, why I'm doing this, it's just going to, you know, evolve into how the content comes to life, and how we band together as women to consume it might change. I don't know if that makes sense. More of the same on a bigger scale, bringing incredible women to you guys. That is the ultimate goal. So this next, I hate calling it a segment because this podcast is definitely going to be really short, but the next topic I really want to talk about is some promises I want to make to you. And I don't know why I feel the need to do this. It might be, you know, something stemming within me that I need to promise myself, but I want to tell you guys that I'm going to keep turning up. I want to keep turning up every week to create magical experiences, magical content, to bring you the best of the best, to provide you with opportunities that you're not getting elsewhere. That is what I want to do for you guys. And I promise you that I'm working my butt off to do it. And it has been so overwhelming the last 6 months in the best way possible. I've learned so much about myself, about the people around me, about the people I'm working with, about people's stories, people's journeys. I've become so much more of a emotional person in the best way possible. I feel like I'm more in touch with who I am and my why and where I'm coming from and my emotions and what's important to me. So I want to thank you guys, but I also want to promise to keep bringing more and working my hardest to continue to do that. And I know that might sound ridiculous, but I don't know why I feel the need to say it, but I do. And I don't know, I'm going to go into now to talk about some of the mistakes and stuff. And I feel like in this life, we're all going to make mistakes. Heck, I've made some of the biggest mistakes in the last couple of months and I'm really paying the price for it. But I feel like what I've learned from those things is we all make mistakes and we need to own our actions and we need to learn from those mistakes to not do them again and put our hands up and throw our hands up in the air and say, I fucked up and I'm never going to do that again. And that's really all we can do. And I think, you know, the rest is up to the universe and the actions that we take post doing that. I don't know why I'm rambling. This is literally the weirdest podcast, but I just wanted to, I guess, get back in touch with me and you guys and connect us together. And I'm going to try and do this more often. And maybe I'll put questions to you guys on Instagram and ask what you want to hear more of. I asked you guys a couple of weeks ago about the whole mum guilt thing, and I know it's such a buzzword. I feel like everyone's posting about mum guilt and the guilt about this. But honestly, I didn't even think it existed because I always have been that person of like, I'm trying my best, I'm doing my best, and that is true. But I had this moment the other day where I looked down and Heidi was just sitting on the ground and looking up at me, and I had been consumed in my phone for a good 10 minutes and I didn't even know how long she was sitting there looking at me. She wasn't asking anything of me. She wasn't talking to me. She was just looking at me. And I just started crying. And she was like, what's wrong, mommy? And I was like, nothing's wrong, baby. Like, I love you so much. And, you know, let's go and do this. And I had this moment of, I need to be giving more to this girl. I need to be giving the best of me, not the rest of me. And it changed me in that moment. And her little face in that moment changed how I wanted to go about my day. And look, I'm not saying I'm not going to pick up my phone. I pick up my phone all the bloody time because it makes me happy. And when I'm happy, I'm going to be a better mum. But it's just being present in those moments where she needs me and knowing that things can wait, but then also knowing that sometimes things can't wait and she's going to be okay if I'm not there 100% of the time when we're together. But in those pockets of time where it is just her and I, we've been doing so many beautiful things, and it sounds silly, but even just like tracing out her name and coloring in and writing beautiful letters to her teachers and her friends at kindy and collecting flowers and putting them in envelopes, and that stuff has like been lighting her up, and in turn it's been lighting me up as well. And it's something I didn't know I needed, but I did. And like, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but I think it's just to say, don't beat yourself up about it. And the only way that we can ever feel better about a situation is if we choose to do something different. And in that moment, I made a choice. I made a choice that when I feel she needs me and when I feel like I need her, I need to turn up and I need to put my phone down and I need to close my laptop and not worry about, you know, getting back to all those emails. And I know it sounds so stupid, like it's just like common sense. Like, when I'm going to listen back to this, I'll be like, yeah, obviously, we all know that. But it took me actually talking to myself to make those decisions to change the way I was feeling and in turn probably the way she was feeling. So I'm going to end it here. It is a super short episode, but That sounds weird even saying super short podcast. But I guess what I want you to take away from today is that we're all doing our best. I'm doing my best. You're doing your best. And That's the best we can do. I don't want you to suppress your voice. I want you to reach for the stars, and I promise to do the same. I promise to keep turning up for you guys and bringing you magical women that are going to inspire, empower, and change your perspective. I promise to keep working on myself. I promise to keep working on everything that I'm creating to bring the best to you guys so that I in turn feel better about what I'm doing and my purpose. Because I want, when I'm not here one day, for people to look at me and say, she was doing good things and she did good things. And whether that was for one person, 1 million people, 100 million people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. But yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to just feel connected again with you guys and share a little bit about what's going on in my head and what's going on in my world. And I want you guys to do the same. Continue to send me the DMs, comment on the pictures, tell me about you, share your stories. I've got some really cool people coming up on the podcast that have literally just sent me the most beautiful DMs that have incredible stories that I want to share with you guys. And I've never met them and I may never meet them face to face, but we're going to jump on a call and we're going to podcast and we're going to share their story because it deserves to be heard. So keep doing that, guys, and I promise to keep doing my thing. I love you all so much. Like I said, you're going to be hearing from me a little bit more often on the podcast. It's coming to you guys weekly. Who knows what's going to happen with YouTube? I don't even know what's going to happen, but I'll let you know when I know. Love you guys, and I'll be back in your ears next week. Peace.